The stock, this is trading on Patricia Lancaster. That is L-A-N-C-A-S-T-E-R, Lancaster. L as in Lancy. Lancaster, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 5-20-40. 5-20-1940. Date of birth is 5-23-22. Next, this is a consult from Dr. Suhail Musli. Please make a copy for him, please. Suhail Musli is S-O-U-H-E-I-L. Musli is M-O-U-S-S-L-Y. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is right pleural effusion and history of chest contusion. Next paragraph, is for the tellus. This is a 82-year-old female who had a fall approximately 9 months ago, suffered a right chest wall contusion as well as a right shoulder injury. The patient stated that she had some pain along the chest wall for a few weeks, but she did not go to the ER or get any chest x-rays following the incident. The patient went for a routine checkup in February, and did complain of some soreness across his chest on the right side, and was sent for a chest x-ray. And the chest x-ray done on 2/15/22 showed a moderate right pleural effusion and chronic appearing interstitial lung infiltrates. There were no mass or nodules. The patient said that she had trouble taking deep breaths, but she denied any hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. She has not used any inhalers and has no significant shortness of breath at this time. Overall, she states her symptoms have improved, and she has had no further x-rays since the last chest x-ray in February. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you please change that? The patient was subsequently sent for a chest CT. On 3/25/22. The CT chest showed a small to moderate right pleural effusion with some pleural thickening on the right side. There was also some partially loculated fluid along the anterior chest wall. And a 5 millimeter lung nodule in the anterior segment of the right upper lobe, and additional tiny nodules in the left lower lobe were noted, and further CT follow-up was advised. There was a 1.9 centimeter nodule in the medial left breast, and further evaluation was suggested. Period. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of plasmacytoma diagnosed plasmacytoma at the T10 level, diagnosed more than 10 years ago, and she received radiation therapy locally, but no further treatment was required. She had no history of hypertension or diabetes, but was treated for COVID-19 infection in January 22. She had a history of pneumonia at age 10. A history of pneumonia 10 years ago. Next paragraph, allergies, known drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient was a smoker, 1 to 2 packs per day. For 40 years and then quit. Alcohol is minimal. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents died of heart disease and old age. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has some fatigue, no weight loss. She has no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has no hay fever, no shortness of breath, no wheezing or cough. And she denies any abdominal pains, heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety, no bruising, no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list included Premarin, 0.6 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female was alert, no acute distress, no pallosinosis, ictus, superfluidema. Blood pressure, 140 by 70, pulse is 82, respiration 20, temps 97.5, weight is 186, saturation 96. HE and D are non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is mild, throat is mild, injected, D has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds over the right lower chest with occasional crackles. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, as one an S2, no mama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breast number 1 is loculated right effusion. Number 2, history of right chest wall contusion. Number 3 is right basilar atelectasis. And number 4 is probable COPD. Next paragraph plan, the patient was advised to get a CT chest to follow up on the luck-related effusion. And a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. So the advice to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And incentive spirometry, Q3 hours. If there is significant fluid still present, thoracentesis will be planned. And the patient was advised to come in for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Suhail Musli. S-O-U-H-E-I-L, mostly M-O-U-S-S-L-Y, M-D. Thank you for this consultation.